As the beginning of the 2013 school year vastly approaches, there's plenty of work to be done in the residence halls on college campuses throughout the country. At the University of Louisiana at Monroe, Hall Director Anson Andrews prepares for the arrival of this year's crop of students by making sure all keys and lights are working, checking out furniture, and ensuring each room and bathroom is clean. Andrew says his experience growing up around a college campus inspired him to get involved with residential life at ULM.
I have grown up on college campus, Louisiana College, down in Pineville. I have kind of been around RAs and around this environment my entire life, so it's just kind of the natural thing for me to do.
On-campus life can be a daunting transition for first-year college students, both academically and socially. Most will be living with a roommate for the first time, which a new study found can have both positive and negative effects on mental health. Research conducted by the psychology department at the University of Notre Dame found that within 3 months, college roommates begin to mimic each other's cognitive behavior in regards to both positive and negative outcomes. The study found that if a student does poorly on a test but maintains a positive outlook, the student's roommate will have the same reaction in a similar situation, and vice versa with a negative outlook. Andrews thinks mimicking cognitive behavior is more common among roommates that have similar cultural backgrounds, and that the mimicking can vary depending on the roommates.
I sometimes see an opposite effect. One student's feeling down, while the other student may be feeling happy. It kind of depends on their background situation and how well the roommates really get along. If they're friends, they mimic themselves more. If they don't get along, they're kind of opposite.
According to ULM psychology professor Dr. Bill McCown, cognitive behaviors are subtle aspects of personality, and it is common for roommates to imitate behaviors. He says when people interact as frequently as roommates, they develop a mutual personality based on the imitated behaviors.
Whatever kind of idiosyncratic things that you might be doing, you know, within that, there'll certainly be the shy people, the outgoing people, the nervous people, the open people, but they're likely to have some values and some traditions and some rituals in common.
McCown says that while there is enough data to support the findings of the study, there is not enough evidence to determine how long the cognitive mimicking will last. ULM counselor Tracy Clark says it's important to identify students that mimic negative reactions because negative cognitive behaviors like self-blame can lead to depression.
The self-blame for failure, it occurs whether it's warranted or not. There could be external variables at play that the person just chooses to ignore and focus instead on perceived like personal faults.
To help students who may be dealing with depression due to mimicking negative cognitive behaviors, the ULM Counseling Center uses cognitive behavior therapy strategies that focus on replacing negative thoughts with positive ones through coaching techniques. Clark says there is a high success rate with cognitive behavior therapy due to the reinforcing nature of the coaching.
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So if you tell yourself that you're going to do really well on that test, more likely than not, you're going to pass that test. Whereas if you tell yourself that you're doomed, you know what? That's the likely outcome.
The ULM Office of Residential Life has taken steps to help ensure successful roommate pairings by having incoming students fill out a personality survey. The survey focuses on cleanliness and sleeping habits, which the office found are the two biggest factors in determining how roommates will get along. While conflict between roommates is sometimes unavoidable, Andrew says in his experience, out of the 228 total students that live in his assigned residence hall, there are only 2 to 3 conflicts between roommates a semester. When it comes to roommates, Andrews believes any conflict, whether mental or otherwise, can be easily resolved with an honest conversation and an open mind.
Express what concerns you have about a new roommate, what your expectations for the room are.
He says if roommates can get all that out in the open, then it's easy to compromise and prevent conflicts down the road. Adam Hunsucker, KEDM News.